Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.
Been a pleasure to watch all these other wonderful people come out of your great show.
Brad, one quick question. How's your father?
Yeah, he's great. Still selling vans. He hits the big 7-0 and he keeps going. I don't think he gets to make love to his wife much anymore.
We don't need to know all that. I just want to know if he's still with us.
Yeah, he's still with us. He's going strong. He's fit as a fiddle. Yes, everything's good. And my mum's good. Family's good. Everything's good.
So, all right, my friend.
It's a great achievement what you've done in radio.
Give your bride our best, my friend.
Yeah, I will, mate.
Thanks, Brad.
Best, guys.
See you, buddy.
Good on you.
8:39. This is a young lady that you might recognize her if you saw her. She's always at the blast off at Jenkinson's. Her name is Missy, right, Miss?
Yep.
Hey, Missy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Missy worked with me when I was in Tampa.
Really?
I had a different look back then, didn't I, Miss?
Yeah. But still handsome, just a different shade of handsome.
Oh yeah, that's me. Well, thank you so much for checking in. Nice job.
No worries. I just wanted to say that I was just a little newbie intern when I, wandered in that station for a job, and you not only taught me about radio, but you taught me about being nice to everybody and class. And also, you always had this such incredibly innate sense for music. And I remember sitting with you and those skeevy record reps, they would come in.
Oh, they're not all skeevy.
They were back then.
Yeah, but they had, this is how old, well, I am. You're not, but I am. They brought 45s in, and
all
I remember sitting in the offices with you, and this is what you would do. You would put the record needle on the very beginning of the 45, and you would listen for about 5 seconds or so, and then you would pick the needle up and put it in the middle of the 45, and if you liked it, it was going to be a hit. Like, if it stuck in your head, then it was going to be a hit, and I know that, and you were right, almost 100% of the time, and as I recall, Billboard magazine relied on you a good bit for that sense.
See that?
And Yeah, and you just had it, and obviously you still do. Now you head towards the oldies a little bit, but...
All right. You're about done, Missy. Thank you, dear.
Missy from Tampa.
Good job, Missy. Thank you, dear. Good job. She was our copy, back when you could have a copywriter at a radio station.
Right.
Remember that? She did all the copy for us, and she was really good at what she did, and she moved to, I think, Point Pleasant, somewhere at the Jersey Shore. 8:41, and like I said, we were going to do, at least the plan was, going to do a whole week of reminiscing.
You put the kibosh on it.
Mm-hmm. How about a one-day show?
How about one day?
How's that look to you?
How's that grab you?
So, and that's basically, next week, it's the best of the past 22 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what day is the brand new Todd show going on?
Well, Race Taylor will be on the following week in the morning, and then we will start on February the 24th.
Let me jot that down. February 24th, be listening.
You going to tune in?
I'm going to tune in.
Maybe make an appearance?
I got Sonos.
Maybe make a phone call? Make a phone call?
Yeah, I got Sonos in my little place in Florida. I can pick you up, come all over the place.
That's fancy. Nice.
We were talking about all the people who came through these doors before you guys.
Right.
The producers that we had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I think was Bruce first, Bruce Maiman?
Bruce Maiman was our first producer, yep.
And then you had Lucky Butt running
around. Is he dead?
I haven't heard.
No, he's in Bakersfield. Same thing.
Might as well be.
Not bad. And then you had Elliot Siegel, who's now, he's in the business, has his own show now.
Mm-hmm.
And MJ Kelly. Todd Schnitt. Joey B. worked for us for a while.
And we had Cato McKay.
Mm-hmm. And that guy was so
tight.
And don't forget Brucer the producer.
Yeah.
He was one of your all-time favorites. You loved him.
Well, the problem with him, he was a little sloppy with the show prep. We'd be interviewing somebody.
That was 5 years that I never thought would happen. He was here five years.
Yeah.
Because that's what the contract was.
I know. But every day, I was like this. Oh, Scott is never letting him stay. Yeah. And then another day would go by, and I'd be like,
well,
this.
He was friends with one of the people who worked here.
Yeah, the boys.
Well, we really, because we're on the air working, you know, trying to hang on to things, so we rely on someone like Monkey Boy and Cooper to give us accurate information. So when we impart it to the listeners, it's on the money.
It's right. It's accurate.
About 50% of what he gave us was accurate.
That's kind.
And then I like this, too. He'd give Todd some kind of screwed up information and thought, what in the hell are you doing?
No.
And he'd come back all morning long. Let me show you something right
here.
Look,
here's where I got that.
He
tried to prove it.
And Todd would go, I don't care.
It's still wrong. Then they got it wrong, and then you gave it to us wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, that was fun, no doubt about it. 22 and a half years of working together, and this is it today, ladies and gentlemen. Scott and Todd, last time around.
I got another commercial for you.
Perfect.
Well, how about stopping in the AT&T and walk out a brand new you? You can bundle the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 with the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3. Stay better connected, stay better updated on social media, and be more efficient than ever before.
Now, the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 is a portable 7-inch lightweight tablet. You can multitask, watch movies, and do a lot more with a powerful dual-core processor.
Yeah, and with the Samsung Galaxy Note 3, you can interact with your phone like never before using S Pen. So get the Galaxy Tab 3 for $99 when you buy a Galaxy Note 3.
Yeah, and visit a participating AT&T store today. AT&T Rethink. Possible.
Offer ends 2/20/2014 while promotional supplies last. Each device requires new 2-year wireless agreement. AT&T next installment agreement option also available for smartphones. Qualified service plans required. Activation early termination and other fees and conditions may apply. Offer subject to change. Visit a participating AT&T store for offer requirements.
Scott and Todd. 95.5 PLJ.
It's the Big Show, 851. Scott and Todd, last time around. It's weird, too, because you see all the notes that we're getting on Twitter and email. Happy about your retirement. I don't like that word.
No. But you know what? People seem to like you.
It's not exactly what I'm doing.
No.
I'm kind of evolving or changing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've been together on this show for 22 and a half years. And there's not much that we haven't done. There's not much that we haven't said.
Right.
There's not many things that I haven't screwed up at one time or another over the years. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the future. But as Todd says, I love radio. And I'll probably do something that involves radio. Hopefully.
And there, would I say oldies, perhaps?
There's a good chance.
That's sort of your passion.
I've got the network.
Yep.
Right.
We're on about 95 radio stations around the country.
And,
they're not the biggest cities. I mean, I'm big in Fargo, and I get a lot of mail from Tuscaloosa, but Atlanta.
Fargo.
Different places.
Yep.
But there have been so many people that we have worked with in the past and grown close to and shared their lives. Like we said, we've been through it with Evans, all the things that we've done. Listen to all the adventures that he has, related to us when he goes deep sea diving. And he's, you've done just about everything in your life. No matter what we say, Bill says, yeah, I did that. Right, Bill? He wrestled a shark once upon a time.
He likes to jump out of things and into things.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking,
he's a jumper.
And speaking of, some of our favorite people, here's a young lady that did time with us.
Did time. She would probably say the exact same thing.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this. I am having a terrible 2014. First, I turned 50. Then Jay Leno leaves. Now, Ward, you're leaving.
Oh, my God.
What's happening to this world?
Well, we were just talking about you earlier, trying to figure out how old your children are now.
Oh, 13 and 11.
Do you want to say who this is, by the way?
Wow.
No need.
Naomi DiClemente.
Hey, long time no talk, and I can't believe that we're talking now. upon this occasion of your retirement. I almost fell off my chair this morning.
I can't get that loose, can I?
No.
Well, it's our final show together. Todd's not going anywhere. He's going to do the Todd show.
I got
show.
Nothing to do.
Todd show. Yeah. Well, that has a great ring to it.
Let's I got nothing that. To do, Naomi. I got to work for another 20 years.
Well, you know, Scott, you could always come to my jazzercise class that I'm about to do right now.
You'd be great at jazzercise.
Oh,
I could do that.
We have a ball at jazzercise. Everybody like 60 and over and trying to make the moves work and pretend they're good dancers.
Do you teach? Do you teach the class?
Do I teach it?
Yeah.
No, I actually am just a participant.
Oh, that's it.
You know how much I love to dance, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you know.
So I'm into the Zumba thing or jazzercise because I hate to work out, but this is a good alternative. But I think that you have a future maybe with me at jazzercise.
And we had this every morning. Every day she would come in, and the strangest things would happen to her and her girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
if that apartment where she lived could talk, what stories?
They still happen to me. And if I had a camera running around with me, it would be a great reality show here
just
in Lincoln.
Everything that happens and no one else happens to this lady.
It does. It does.
Well, it's great to hear your voice again.
I just wish you the best. And that just means that I'll get to visit with you and maybe play some golf with you now since you have a little more time on your hands.
See that?
Tell Bob I'll be around.
All right. Well, wish you the best, and we love you. And New York radio will never be the same. And thanks for teaching me so much about radio and making me have a great work ethic because you really demanded the best. And it's just
you don't sound very happy about this demanding that work ethic.
I haven't had a job since, so I don't really know how good a job you did, to be honest. Never mind.
Love you, Naomi.
Love you. Good luck to you.
Bye.
All the best. Bye, guys.
Thanks,
bye,
Naomi.
Naomi DiClemente, who spent how many years with us?
It seemed like a lot more than it was.
I think it was like 10, wasn't it?
No, it was like, I think it was 8.
8.
And then,
and then Patty came
along. It was 12.
Yeah.
And then
this gentleman said he didn't.
And then this one over here.
This one over here, Cooper.
Yeah.
This gentleman interned.
I'm why you're leaving.
this guy interned with us for a while. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Scott and Todd. How you doing?
Morning, Tony.
All right, good morning. Hey, you know, I tuned in this morning, and I didn't know that you were leaving, so I just wanted to see if I can get in touch with you. I wanted to thank you for all that you taught me.
What did you learn?
Well, I have a funny story, and I'll tell you what I learned.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I was working with the DJ that was on at 10 a.m., and I think Stairway to Heaven was on the sheet to be played, like, 2 or 3 songs. So I ran in, got a cart.
You got the right station?
I didn't think you worked there.
Are you calling
time.
Scott or Bob?
Yeah, right.
It was 91 to 93. So I go in, I go to, I cue up the record. I'm all set. I got it done. We pop it in with probably 30 seconds ago.
Right.
And it sounded horrible. You came running in the street. I thought you were going to kill me. It was a mix between Stairway to Heaven and New York State of Mind. The eraser didn't work properly in the studio. So, like I said, when you came in there, you came flying in. I thought you were going to kill me, but you were,
all right,
you know.
So obviously, I didn't.
No, I'm still alive.
All right, Tony, thank you for the story.
But I wanted to thank you. All right. Thanks for the work ethic you instilled in me. And, you know, I worked in radio for a couple years after I left there until about 95. And then I went and, I guess, got a real job, I guess. But what I took from you is to be prepared and to be prompt all the time. So I wanted to thank you and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Tony Brown. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care.
Nice fella.
I don't remember him.
No. You don't remember him, huh?
Do you?
Please.
I mean, I don't mean...
What do you mean? What do you say, please? I heard that. Hey, this is my last day. You can be nice
one day. No. Come on.
For God's sake. You know, I think I told you this. I've been friends with Lee and Danny Mazzilli for a while.
Yep.
And I grew up basically a St. Louis Cardinals fan and a Yankees fan. I had an American League and National League team. And
there was a brief time you were a Mets fan, right?
A little while when they won.
When Lee played for the Mets, I kind of got in. There was a lot of people.
And it just so happened that they had won the World Series at the time.
What do you know?
It's a coincidence.
That helped also. But one of the things we used to do back in those days was we replay some of the highlights from Kiner's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that shit? Did you? You grew up in
Ralph Kiner, sure.
Yankee household.
I did.
But the thing.
But
about,
I certainly know Ralph Kiner was legendary.
Ralph used to. He was a great guy. Everybody loved him. But yep. When he did Kiner's Corner, occasionally he'd get confused. And he would, I remember one night, we had a tape of it at the time. He said, "Hello, everybody. Welcome to Kiner's Corner. I'm Ralph Kiner." I mean, he was liable to, I think he butchered Dwight Gooden's name one time.
Oh, I mean, he was one of the first athletes to become an announcer.
Definitely.
And, you know, obviously a legendary announcer.
Yep.
And, you know, he was, back in the day, he was kind of a swordsman too, Todd.
Oh, sure.
Somehow he got all hooked up in the Hollywood people. He used to go out with Liz Taylor. Yeah. I think he dated, remember the lady in the shower in Psycho?
Janet Leigh.
Yeah. One of his girlfriends, too.
Really?
Yeah, he got around pretty good. But he was very special, and all the Mets who were around him, they say he's one of the nicest guys.
91, right? He was?
And I think something happened to him. He had, like, I don't know if it was a stroke or something.
Yeah, like Bell's palsy or something like that. Like, half his face was frozen. And
earlier on?
No, in the last few years.
Yeah. And he was on, I think, this past summer.
Yeah.
I think I heard him.
He would do guest innings over the last couple years, yeah.
And he still had a sharp mind.
Mm-hmm.
His speech wasn't like it once was, but, it, you know, he still had the... He still had the thoughts, and he was a great storyteller, which is what you need.
Definitely.
In a situation like that.
Sure.
An original Met broadcaster, gone. Ralph Kiner, 91. 9 o'clock, WPLJ New York. I've got one more hour on the Scott and Todd Show.
Me too.
The countdown is on. You'll be back, though.
WPLJ, right now traffic.
We start in Queens on the LIE westbound, an accident clearing at Queens Boulevard on Long Island on the LIE westbound accident at Ocean Avenue. That's off on the shoulder. Meanwhile, in the Bronx, on the Cross Bronx westbound at Castle Hill Avenue, we've got a disabled tractor trailer blocking the center lane. On the Major Deegan northbound at 138th Street, watch for delays because of a disabled vehicle. Meanwhile, in Jersey, a couple problems 80 eastbound, accident at Mount Hope Road, and an accident eastbound at exit 42 in the right lane. In Summit, accident 24 westbound after exit 7. On the Garden State Parkway southbound, we have a debris spill at the Driscoll Bridge. On the Palisades Interstate Parkway southbound in Nanuet, accident at the New York State Thruway. Transit, L trains running with delays due to switch problems. Southbound 4 and 5 trains running with delays due to switch problems. This report brought to you by New York Lottery. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is now $247 million. That's $247 million. Play today. New York's Powerball. Yeah, that kind of rich. I'm Christy O'Brien with Scott and Todd. Right now, traffic on 95.5 PLJ.
Valentine's Day is almost here, so now's the time to order your roses and really wow her with a bouquet that she'll love from 1-800-Flowers.com.
They're the only way we send roses because they always deliver the best quality roses for a great value.
And speaking of the best, are you the best husband or boyfriend in the New York tri-state area? We want you to prove it by ordering your flowers today. We got a little contest going on, and we told the McCann brothers that we have the most considerate men in the New York area.
Check out this special limited time offer. Just for our listeners, till midnight tonight, order 2 dozen beautiful multicolored roses for only $29.99.
That's $30 off the regular price. You can't beat this deal. 24 roses for $29.99. But remember, this offer from 1-800-Flowers.com ends tonight at midnight.
And only available while supplies last. So you must order right now.
Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter SNT.
1-800-Flowers.com. Enter S&T or call 1-800-FLOWERS and mention our promo code.
S&T.
Scott and Todd in the morning. 95.5 PLJ.
Two of a kind. For your information, we're two of a kind.
That's right.
PLJ.
Last night was a big night for Jay Leno. He actually said goodbye to The Tonight Show after 22 years.
You beat him by a year.
This morning, I say goodbye to all my friends and all my listeners on the Scott and Todd Show. The Todd Show will continue in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My life will continue.
Well, yes. God willing, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
I'm hoping.
And many years ago, Scott made that promise, I will last one day longer than Jay Leno.
And you did.
And you did it. I did it, man.
You made it.
Promise made, promise kept.
It's been fun, and we've had such a great family here at this radio station over the years, and this guy is one of them, one of the members of our PLJ family.
Yeah, one of the true good guys in the business.
Race.
Thank you very much.
Taylor.
Race Taylor.
Yeah. Been, hey, my friend.
You worked with us for what, 14 years?
We just crossed the 14-year threshold.
Wow.
Yes. It's crazy.
So funny. I remember I heard about Race. He was working in Houston. Wasn't it Houston or Dallas?
Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Dallas. And somebody had sent me a tape, but he didn't send it. So I called him up and said, you know, we got an opening here in New York. I thought he was going to flip out. This would be a great chance to further your career. He says, yeah, I'm really not interested.
Really?
I said I was one of the idiots that said no. And it turned out to work in my favor, I think.
He said no. And I, he said,
I didn't hear this story.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I swear to God, I said, hold on. I went like this. Hold on, my phone's broke. I thought you said no, you don't want to come to New York and be a star.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you call Todd Pettengill? See how he likes it. He seems to be rather fond of it. He said, well, I got a guy I'm working for, and he's really been good to me, and he brought me with him from Cincinnati or somewhere.
Right.
I'm going like, I know, but this is New York.
Excuse me.
Right. And he said,
You don't get that call every day.
I know.
He said, nope, I can't do it. And I said, well, he said, you're going to fill the slot. I said, you know what, I'm just going to wait a little while. That's you. He was the voice that I thought would fit the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I wanted. Yep. He had a great work ethic. I knew all that. So I called him back in a couple of months. I said, that slot's still open. You change your mind yet? Nope.
And then, really? I was hard to get. And I played hard to
you
get.
Tease.
You didn't give it up.
We just, Todd, we just put like part-time people in there.
I remember.
Left the slot open.
I remember
people
that.
Calling, no one else. And then finally, I read a bulletin that the guy that he loved so much, the guy he was waiting for, the guy he said no to, you know, no for, well, got transferred. He's moving to Los Angeles to run a hip-hop radio station.
If anybody knows anything about Ray Taylor, you know he does not fit in the hip-hop world.
Absolutely
so
not.
So I sent him a little note. I said, what do you think about
how about
me?
Now?
That's exactly
what I said. For half the money.
Yeah. The offer changed.
And then here he comes.
Tremendously loyal, I would like to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it has remained
and
to
stupid.
This day. That as well at
14
times,
14
yes.
years later, he's still with us and just about ready to sign a couple more years.
I believe so. The ink is just about set to be applied to the page to stick around for a little
congratulations.
While.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And he's got a wonderful, wonderful family. He's a pillar of the community in Montclair, New Jersey.
Race, thank you, you have to have a Scott story. You just have to. I mean, you have 20 of them.
Right. Absolutely. It's hard to know really where to start. I think I remember.
Wait a minute.
I remember being in Dallas seeing this page, the while you were out thing. This was before email, before texting.
Yep.
And it said just on the thing, there was no phone number. It just said, your friend Scott. And I'm like, I don't know anyone in New York. I don't know anyone named Scott. But there is one guy it could be.
Who could that be?
Yeah. So when we finally talked for the first time, he had mentioned that he had the tape.
Mm-hmm.
I said, do you need me to send you today's show? What do you need? He's like, you see that blue building across the tollway? That's an ABC building. I got all the tape on you I need.
Yep.
And eventually, it all came to pass that we ended up finally free to accept an offer mm-hmm. and to come do afternoons.
Because you didn't want to play hip-hop.
In New York City. Yeah. And it took I was in the midst of a contract. Our station was this close on the heels of the legendary Kid Craddock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't bail now.
Right.
I can't bail yet. We're this close. So it all worked out for the best. And I remember walking into Scott's office for many, many air check sessions. And I posted this today. There was a sign that said, preparation, concentration,
moderation.
And that was, I think, the key to success, not only for me, but for every disc jockey that worked weekends or came under Scott's arm for the past 23 years. I've heard some of them on the air. I've seen what they've had to write on Twitter and Facebook. And really, if there's anything to thank you for, it's for the education and the schooling and the inspiration, because when you got off the air or when we watched a video air check or heard tape of this show or any place else as a jock, you wanted to be just like that. That was the bullseye. That was the mark. It inspired you to aim for that, or maybe even just for 12 seconds. If you can't match it, maybe try to even do better. That was the inspiration, and that's
buddy,
what we're thankful
you
for.
You definitely bloomed. Done that. You have, we planted you, and you grew, and you bloomed, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
You're one of the few jocks Scott actually liked.
You are definitely,
it is a pleasure to be a part of this.
You are definitely
family.
A part of New York radio.
Let me tell you another very quick, this just goes on the heels of Grace's story.
I'm wondering when this was going to come.
No, this is a very quick thing. One of Scott's big things is always when you leave, he likes you better. He always likes you just a little bit better when you leave. Isn't that true?
He was? Oh, yeah.
You go like this. You go, man, Todd, remember, we should probably not have let that Brucer go.
I never said
well,
that.
Well, maybe not that example,
but it's a little radical.
There were people who, like, he would, when we were here, he goes, man, I tell you, if I don't kill him today, something. And then he'd leave. A month would go by, and he'd hear something. He'd go, yes. God, he was terrific. We probably should have kept him on. So you always know if you left, Scott liked you a little bit better than when you were here.
You know, it's funny because I always like to hire people who grew up in their bedroom or their basement practicing radio when they're like 8 or 9 years old.
Sure.
That was us.
Guilty.
Those are the best people to hire.
Right.
Or someone that worked at a Subway sandwich shop. Like John Fox, who does the afternoon. I said, how'd you get in radio? You start out like we did.
Nope.
His dream was to be a manager of a Subway sandwich.
And here he is now.
Hey, I was a certified sandwich artist, man.
And he managed a Subway sandwich shop in Poughkeepsie.
Yep, actually, right in Hopewell Junction on, I think it was Route 82.
Funny.
And now I got to listen to him and Ralphie. At night. You ought to hear those two getting together.
What are you going to do tonight, Ralphie? I don't know.
What are you going to do?
The one thing was, guys, you always knew your place. For about the first 5 years, he always reminded me that I used to drive the van in promotion.
Oh, he still does it.
Oh, my God.
If you said something wrong, you'd hear this. You know, it wouldn't take but a phone call to have you driving that van again.
I had a DJ over at the other place, and he had done a terrible break. And I walked in the control room, and I pulled the curtain open. I said, you recognize that building over there? He said, what do you mean, the Empire State Building? I said, yeah, that. Yeah, I know, that's the Empire State Building. I said, yeah. You know how many cities have one of those?
Just the one.
Just that one. I said, yeah, and that's the one you're talking to. But so, you're not.
Get it together!
You're not talking very well, though.
And I'm sure you were very calm like that and spoke just very easily. You've certainly mellowed over the years.
Well,
like we all do.
You get to a point and you think, well,
right.
You can deliver your message in a more controlled fashion.
I like the old way, though. You know me. I'm still old school.
Well, like I said, you always hire those guys. You want guys that started out when they were very young, wanting to be on the radio.
Sure.
They knew what they wanted. You knew it right away.
Yeah, I've done it since I'm 13.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I didn't want to do anything else but be on the radio. Right. That's it.
The love of the industry.
It's lucky, too, because really you're qualified to do nothing.
As I used to say, I didn't have a plan B.
Me either.
And when you don't have a plan B, guess what?
I was always the same way. Right. I said, I can't do anything else.
What else am I going to do?
I can't be a sandwich artist. I couldn't do it. They'd fire me. There's an opening. I'd be out.
That'd be the end of that.
They'd fire me. I'd be done.
Oh, man. Evans was the same way. You wanted to be a DJ from a young age, didn't you? Huh?
My God.
What happened to him? Turn your mic on, Bill.
Yeah.
He didn't have it. Monk's got
from
it.
From the first to the last. No. He doesn't disappoint.
No.
Maybe the Zephyr's down.
He's over there talking, but then we don't hear a word.
Sorry,
it's
Bill.
Entertaining, whatever he's saying.
We can't hear you.
I'll have Ralphie get a hold of you.
Yeah. he's spamming you right now.
Yep.
It is 9:23. What do we got left?
Another commercial?
Fantastic. Oh. We are, by the way, we are the number one live commercial show in America.
It's an art. It's an art form.
Nobody does more live commercials than Scott and Todd. Step into AT&T, walk out a brand new you.
You can bundle the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 with the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3. Stay better connected, stay better updated on social media, and be more efficient than ever before.
AT&T, you get the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 7-inch for just $99.99 when you buy a Galaxy Note 3.
The Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 is a portable 7-inch lightweight tablet. Multitask, watch movies and more with the powerful dual-core processor. And with the Samsung Galaxy Note 3, interact with your favorite phone like never before using S Pen.
I don't know about the subway guy. He's not used to this.
No, we're all going to do this with you. This will be history.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Get the Samsung Galaxy Tab for $99.99 when you buy a Galaxy Note 3. Visit a participating AT&T store today. AT&T, rethink possible.
Awesome.
Each device requires new 2-year wireless agreement. AT&T next installment agreement option also available for smartphones. Qualified service plans required. Activation early termination and other fees and conditions may apply. Offer subject to change. Visit a participating AT&T store for offer requirements.
This weekend, twerk like nobody's watching.
Please don't do that.
Because 95.5 PLJ is giving you Miley. I came in like a in the Bangers Tour, April 3rd at Izod Center, or April 24th at Nassau Coliseum with Iconopop.
Howdy, I'm Miley Cyrus.
With your Miley all weekend from 95.5 PLJ. Get the info and more chances to win at PLJ.com.
Brought to you by Biota Botanicals for thinning hair. Herbal base with no known side effects, available at CVS and CVS.com.
Monk Valentine's Day, just around the corner, as you know.
Is it a week from today?
It's a week from today.
Okay.
And here's what you should do. Tell your lady to get herself a pretty little sparkly dress. But here's the thing. You want her to look good. You want her to look fancy and schmancy.
Okay.
But those are usually really expensive dresses.
So where do I have to go to get a schmancy kind of schmancy dress?
Century 21 department stores, of course. Because they have all the top designers. They have the best stuff there. And my favorite thing about that store, they have all the sizes. That's a thing. Like, I've been to so many of these stores where they tell you, oh, we have designers. And they have, like, a 2... and a 0.
Right. You don't work into that department?
No, not even close. Or else they just have like a, you know, a 22. Nothing in between. But what's great about Century 21 department stores, they have every single size of all of the best designers. 65% off retail, 100% of the time. Go to Century 21. Go to a store near you. They're all over the place. Or you can shop online, c21stores.com.
Scott and Todd. 95.5 PLJ. Todd in the morning on 95.5 PLJ.
I'm Scott. That is Todd. Along with Cooper Lawrence, the Monkey Boy, Bill Evans, who's got a broken microphone.
Damn it.
We can't talk to him. We've had quite a lineup of former cohorts this morning. We had Naomi DiClemente check in.
Yep.
We had Joe Nolan check in.
Yeah.
I thought he had passed.
I did too.
I didn't know what happened to him. I don't know what he's doing.
Pretty much.
Is he still in the business?
I don't know.
No.
We had Brad Blanks.
Brad Blanks, who
you guys attempted to kill over 6 years.
Not on purpose. Not on purpose.
We had so many of our old friends. So many people have listened to us over the years. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
This would be Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Remember this guy? Talk about somebody whose life was made miserable. This was your specialty on this guy.
Wait a minute.
I think he named you, didn't he, Clifford?
Yeah, I still walk with a limp, but I'm okay.
That's because you got your wallet in your front pocket.
See?
No, it kind of weighs me down a little bit, you know.
One of the first tasks we ever gave Cliff was, if you recall this, was David Blaine's first stunt was being buried underground in front of Trump Tower.
Yep.
And we made Cliff
live there
for the entire week. That was fun.
Down by the river.
I think he's got the same phone he had then.
Todd, do you remember?
He sounds terrible.
Do you remember who we did the show from one of those Trump apartments up above there.
It was weird, remember?
Remember the guy we interviewed, though? You remember that?
It was one of the Needlelanders, right?
Yeah,
remember? Well, he was going through a bad time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
His wife was at a gym working out, and she met
somebody.
Well, she happened to be working out right next to Jerry Seinfeld.
And they got to talking.
That's always bad news. And when you, especially when you look like the other fella.
They got to talking.
Yeah.
Guess what happened,
and that
John?
Was it.
Oh, boy.
Mrs. Needlelander moved down out
and became Mrs. Seinfeld.
She's now Mrs. Really? Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Wow.
People blamed us for that.
No.
Yeah.
And we had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So we made the introduction.
All right, we got Bill. It's working now. We got
the dating service.
Bill, you're connected. I was wondering why you weren't involved. We kept trying to talk to you. I thought you were mad at us.
No, you know, it would be on this day. This thing would go out.
I know, right?
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you, Clifford. Good talking to you. I got another guy here. Said he's been around for a while. You've known me before?
Yeah, my name is Alex. Hello?
Yes.
I want to call to say thank you to you. About 20 years ago, I was on the highway with my wife my wife was in labor. And we were stuck in traffic on the Cross Island Parkway. It was a really torrential rain. And she was in a lot of pain. And I didn't know what to do. And I just picked up the radio and I called PLJ. And you guys, to take her mind off the labor pain, you sang Mr. Big Stuff to her. And you asked people to get out of the way so we could get to the hospital. And people did.
What the hell is wrong with us?
Nice.
I have to say thank you, Scott, because that young man is going to be 20 years old this year. And I just got to say thank you. And please don't disappear like Johnny Carson did. Please come around once in a while.
Right. He'll check in.
Oh, what a great story.
That's
great.
Name your son Scott?
No, we already had the name.
He named him Cousin Brucey.
thank you very much. How about that? What a story, Todd.
Do you remember that? I don't remember that at all.
Well, I remember we used to play Mr. Big Stuff.
That was Naomi's theme song.
One day, now you don't really venture outside the five boroughs. I know that, Cooper. But on Route 3, there's a great diner. It's a fairly famous diner.
Right.
The TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
And we had and Naomi's favorite song we used to play on Flush the Format Friday was Mr. Big Stuff.
Right. Who do you think you are?
So we found the lady.
Don't mess with my tutu.
We found the lady who sang Mr. Big Stuff, and we flew her in.
Unbelievably, she was available
and alive.
And we actually had her singing in the diner. She sang that song about five times. We had another group that same day, Todd. Remember who it was? Still the one.
Oh, Orleans.
Orleans was there.
Larry Hoppin, the late, great Larry Hoppin.
What a nice man he was. But we had a diner, and we had a band in the diner, people coming in and out. And I think Joe lost a bet that week, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Todd made him push a hockey puck.
With his nose.
Oh, no.
Down 7th Avenue.
What?
Across. Yeah. And we were tired.
And then the parking lot. That's right. He did it twice, remember? We made him do it in the city and then out at the TikTok.
And I don't know if you heard us talking earlier today, but John Fox is in here with us, our afternoon entertainer and program director of this radio station now. And we were talking about before the new people took over the radio station, we used to have new artists up here.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it this morning. You were talking about Mayer and Mraz and
guys, and these guys, no one had ever heard of them in New York. Now, obviously, there's some buzz.
Their parents
going on.
Knew who they were.
Yeah. And it was so weird to see John Mayer over the years. We couldn't get him to leave the first couple of times. He would hang around. You know.
Known him forever.
You guys want to go lunch?
No.
We're done.
We're like this. You want to go to lunch? And he's like, no.
You know how many times Train has played a gig for us?
Oh, tons of times.
Probably, 13?
Oh, I would say,
13, 14 times.
Yeah.
And
how about Chumbawamba?
You know what? You know what you're bringing up? You're bringing up the stuff that we'd rather forget.
No, but that was a great moment. We had Chumbawamba was a huge hit.
They were terrible.
I get knocked down.
Remember how terrible? They did like
a country version.
A country version.
And we thought
it.
They were kidding.
We're like, ah, that's funny. Now do the real version. There they go.
I get knocked down. I get up again.
Yeah. And the one thing, Todd and I both have weird idiosyncrasies, a couple of them, you know. Certain things bother me, and I've never run into anyone ever in my life who was so concerned with odors or smells. Yeah. And Todd's the same way.
Yeah.
If somebody works for us and has got a problem with, you know, this
bad breath,
we have a chat. We do. We deal with it. Yeah. We can't, you know, it's worth the.
Monk's been the victim of that.
Oh, sure. We've all been there.
We all have been. It's got to be like this. Hey, Monk, you want some gum?
I'm good. I don't need any gum.
We had the guy, some Def Leppard up here one time.
Yeah, what a stink.
They stink, yeah. They look
European
like they stink.
Guys, and they don't believe in deodorant. We had to open the door.
How about the ABBA tribute group? Bjorn Again.
Bjorn Again. The worst smell. If you lean into the carpet, you can still smell
it. Still there.
It's still here.
And these people, they had these robes on, like dressed like ABBA, and they were on the road, and I guess they didn't change them very often.
No, they threw them like in a bucket or something, and then when they had an appearance, they put them on.
Yuck.
Oh, it was dreadful.
They go like this. You know what? We can't take you anymore.
Get out of here.
You got to go. And then... we've had some interviews that didn't go so well.
Yeah. The
Chrissy Hynde interview was great.
She walked out, didn't she?
That's when I requested that she leave.
Yeah. You threw her out.
Yeah.
For what? What'd she do? Nice.
She came in, she said she's got a new song, and she sang this song called The Biker Song, and it made no sense whatsoever.
So I think Scott said, if memory serves, can you do a song somebody might know?
Something people might recognize.
Yeah, like the Chain Gang, one of those.
Yeah, give me something that, you know, maybe 3 million people might know.
She goes like this. She goes, well, I don't delve in my history every day.
I don't do that anymore.
You know, she said, I don't wallow in my history.
And he said, well, then this interview is over.
Thank you for coming in.
Goodbye.
Good for you.
And it was funny, too, because at that time, we did straighten something out. Remember, I'd asked her why she didn't let Rush Limbaugh use her music anymore to introduce his show. Song.
Yep.
Yeah.
She said, I never said anything about it because the record company had tried to blame her that he couldn't use it anymore. So he pulled it out and started using it again because he used to broadcast right down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now he uses it again. Not that it makes sense. Was that My City's on Fire? Is that the name of the song?
I think that is it.
All right, Billy, it's good to have you, my friend. Nice we finally got you hooked up.
Bill, here. I'm sure can share one quick Scott story because
you
probably have 500 of them.
Well, I always thought Secret Santa was a lot of fun. And one year I got Scott's name. And no, it seemed to be like every year I got Scott's name. Because they rigged it up.
Rigged
it up. And you guys would act so innocent, like, you got
Scott. It wasn't rigged.
So I had about the third year I had Scott, and you know Scott always really understands my weather forecasts and he appreciates my weather
always
and the accuracy thereof.
And so I thought, I'm going to get Scott a very simple gift for Christmas. I'm going to get him a weather radio that does all the weather, you know, for him, can tell him the forecast, has the temperature and everything. So I give it to him, and he opens it out of the box, you know, and you got to put a couple of pieces together. He takes it, he throws it on the counter, and he goes, I can't put that thing together. I don't even know what the weather
is. Well, wait a minute.
I know the one you're going to tell.
What was the worst present I ever got?
The barbecue. Yes.
No, you're not with the other one. The Three Stooges golf club.
That wasn't a present.
That was Bill's.
No.
That wasn't a present.
I thought that was Bill's.
No, the barbecue from Joey B.
Joey B gave me his. He gave people think because you play golf.
Right.
Yeah. They have to give you something
golf related.
Golf themed,
And the only thing I want golf related is a golf club and a golf ball.
And as we all know, Scott is a voracious reader and golfer. Okay, so he loves his golf. He invites Bill to his country club.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I think it, Bill, if I'm not mistaken, was the first time that you were at Westchester Country Club.
That's right.
Okay, so he's running a little bit late because he had to do the noon, and Scott and the other two guys are on the tee, friends of his, you know?
Yeah, nice
and
guy.
Scott knows people with money. I mean, he knows he knows important people.
I don't have any, but I know the people.
Yeah, okay. He knows important people, right?
Right.
So it's some surgeon or something world-renowned.
It was Kenneth Cole.
And then Kenneth Cole's in there.
The shoe guy.
And Kenneth Cole's like, is this guy come? Scott's like, yeah, he's a television personality. He'll be here any second. So then here comes Bill Evans running. He's got his shoes untied. He's running to that first tee. And he goes, hey, Scott, got something for you. And he touches his Three Stooges head covers. And you hear this at Westchester. It's time to hit the ball.
Everybody on the tee boxes, everybody around going, what the hell's that?
What's this guy doing here? Bill's like, isn't this great?
At least it's great.
We auctioned it off, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
I had two sets, and believe it or not, the second set I ended up playing with Bill Belichick, and he loved them, right? He took them from me, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, good. He can keep them.
That was funny, though.
That was a wild day, man.
God.
We've had some experiences with Bill over the years.
Yes, and I want to thank you for having me all these years too. I'm gonna miss you. I'm really gonna miss you. It hurts.
Well, I'm still around. I'm alive. I'll be okay.
I know you're alive.
I mean, somewhere.
And you're gonna stay too, right, Bill?
If you'll have me, I will be here every day.
Okay, go. You can stay.
The brand new Todd Show premieres February 24th. Who's gonna sit here, by the way, Monk?
But you'd love to know where people are going to sit. It's one. Also, see, you don't know this about Scott.
He loves
to know details. Yep. And he asked me the other day, where are people going to sit around? I'm like, who's going to sit over? He goes, you're going to sit over there? I said, I don't know.
Are you going to stay in that chair there, Todd?
No, he said, you're going to sit over there. Where are you going to sit?
We got to do
it. I think Monk's going to sit over there.
All right, good. 95.5 PLJ.
Right now, traffic.
We start with problems in Jersey. 80 eastbound, earlier accident at August 42 is clear. Still slow there, though. Eastbound at the ramp from Hudson Street, we have an accident partially blocking the ramp. In Newark, 22 eastbound before Meeker Avenue, we have an accident. Woodbridge from the Garden State Parkway northbound, disabled vehicle blocks the right lane before 440. 280 eastbound after Northfield Avenue in West Orange, we've got a disabled tractor trailer. That's got the right lane and center lane closed. Heading to the Bronx, delays in the Major Deegan northbound at 138th Street because of a disabled vehicle. In Scarsdale, construction on the Bronx River Parkway southbound between Crane Road and Ardsley Road were down to single lanes. Meanwhile, in Queens, on the LIE eastbound at Utopia Parkway, accident in the left lane. Transit, switch problems at Franklin Avenue would have southbound 4 and 5 trains running with delays. Some fourthbound 4 and 5 trains terminate at Bowling Green. This report brought to you by Subway. At Subway, value is always on the menu, and right now you'll find two fan favorites as the featured values of February. Try the $5 footlong meatball marinara, a classic top with melty mozzarella, or enjoy the better-for-you oven-roasted chicken as the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Christy O'Brien with Scott and Todd. Right now, traffic on 95.5 PLJ.
I'm standing.
Scott and Todd in the morning. 95.5 PLJ. Todd in the morning on 95.5 PLJ.
As you know, we've had a lot of different characters on this show over the years. Different people that we met that had colorful personalities, and we would hang out with them, talk to them on the radio.
Became regulars.
I believe this is one of those people right here. Is this Gene?
Snapperoni.
Gene Snapperoni.
He got the
one and only.
He got the nickname because he used to drive a huge tool truck around.
Snap-on tools.
Yeah. And his real name.
I don't even know his real name.
Snapperoni.
Oh, okay.
We called him Snapperoni. And you know what? There's a lot of stuff that you can tell people you don't need to ever tell anyone. Or you may wind up in a shallow grave.
Whatever happened in Point Pleasant stays in Point Pleasant.
That a boy.
He would drive this big tool truck up and down the street.
Yeah, and give tours of inside the vehicle and everything like that.
Yeah, why I put my wrench right here and this and
that. Wasn't there a lot of sex in there?
I think so. I think one of our former cast members might have been
in there.
I think so.
Thank you, Gino. Good job, man.
Thank you for being my friend.
Thank you so much for being with us. We go back and we say, you know, job is a job, but this for me was more than a job. Because when I was a kid, my father was in the service, so we traveled all the time. Man, I moved around. Just I get to make a friend at a school.
Yep.
And my dad, I've been transferred to like 18 different schools.
Wow.
Yeah. Because we went to Catholic school, so when we moved, I couldn't always get in the Catholic school right away. So I'd be in a public school, and I'd go to Catholic school.
Right.
And then I got in the radio business, which is a gypsy business also. I moved around.
I call it the island of misfit toys.
And quite frankly, this is the longest that I've ever had one job or lived in one place.
This was your second family. We were all kind of family.
Yeah, basically, that's it. And, you know, we started in June of 1991. That's when we first met, and that's when we first started working together. And, and as we learned today, over, you know, the course of the last 4 hours, a lot of people who worked on this show checked in today, and we had a cast of characters. But it's been, like Jay Leno said last night, you know, the greatest 22 and a half years of my life spent right here in this room with most of these people. And this is it today. I'm retiring from PLJ. I'm not retiring from life, and I'm not retiring from radio.
You got a lot of life in you.
But
you got a lot of golf balls to hit in the woods.
And people say, why? It's really not important why. It's just time. That's all it is. And I want to say thank you to my daughter, Kathleen, and my wife, Trish, for supporting me and being by my side. Thanks to Cooper, Joe Partavilla, the monkey boy, and, of course, my partner and my friend for almost 23 years, a guy who makes me laugh more than anyone I've ever known, Todd Clark Pettengill. And most of all, thanks to the people who make this all worthwhile. I'm talking about the people listening to us right now, radio listeners who have supported me for so many years. And believe me when I say I love all of you and I cherish my relationship and the relationship we've had for so many years. And I got to say thanks to all the people working in the PLJ sales department, selling this show over the years for way too little money. It's a valuable show. And all the great clients and the advertisers who have supported us with great enthusiasm. I want to thank the people we've worked for over the years. Mitch Dolan, Tom Cuddy, Don Belukas, Fareed Suleiman. Steve Borman is in there. Kim Bryant, and of course, the famous Lou and John Dickey.
And we want to thank you, obviously, all of us.
Right.
And you have a
Absolutely.
Lot of the staff in here. And, you know, you set the bar in this business, Scott, and none of us will ever forget that. And we've learned so much, and we'll continue, obviously, to stay in touch. And you'll keep us posted on what's happening with you. But we just sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, I speak for all of us when I say thank you. Thanks for teaching us. Thanks for showing us the way. And, you know, you'll always have a place here. So
it's been a great ride, my friend. That's all I got. So one more time, I got to say thank you and bye, buckaroos.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
for being a...
The biggest instant prize pool in New Jersey history.
Play one of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.